have to call Dr. Ruth because she is here with us in studio. Well, the actor who will portray Dr. Ruth in the brand new production, Becoming Dr. Ruth, at Penobscot Theater Company. Talking, of course, about our friend Jen Sheppard. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Rich. How are you?
Wonderful. So nice to see you right here in person.
Nice to see you, too.
Awesome, awesome. So excited for this show, and I know you are. We were talking about it with Alan Adams yesterday on the program that... This has been a work in progress for some time because this was the first show that had to be postponed when COVID reared its ugly head.
Yeah, first it was Safety Net, and then I was all but 5 pages memorized of the 38-page script. And then, you know, everyone knows what happened. I don't need to go over it.
Yeah.
But so I've been waiting to tell this story for 2 years. I'm excited.
Well, it's wonderful. What obviously, it's a phenomenal challenge for an actor, but what personally drew you to the project?
I guess I've always liked Dr. Ruth. Like, I always thought she was such a pioneer, and it was so amazing to see someone like her just speaking so candidly and trying. She always tried to help people. Well, she still does. What am I saying? She's very much alive. But when I read the script, I just had no idea. Her life is incredible, what she's endured and what she's done. And so I just felt like I needed to tell this story.
Well, and that's what's so amazing about this. The Dr. Ruth that everybody knows is just such a small part of her life story, and it's got to be great as an actor to dive in to tell the rest of that story.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you find out about, you know, she was born in Frankfurt, Germany, and she escaped the Holocaust on the Kinder transport, ended up in Palestine, and sort of that chapter of her life. And then when she came to the United States, it's the immigrant story, you know. She came here with nothing and just worked really hard and became a part of the American fabric, and just also has her whole life, she has always tried to help other people. That is, she feels it's her obligation.
I have to think it's challenging to play somebody that everybody knows because the temptation is to be, you know, just that little slice of her life.
Right. Like, and I think it's interesting. I got a question early on at another function. Someone said, like, don't you think she's like a caricature, kind of? Which I, you know, no, I don't. And I obviously, what's so lovely about the script that Mark St. Germain wrote is that it's deceptively simple on the outside, but he's crafted it so well to let us sort of into these deeper parts of her life, sadder, I might say. Mm. But then also shares ultimately her true joy of living. So, and how she encourages other people to live the same way.
So you may have just answered my next question inadvertently because you're so good. But what is it about her? How did you connect as an actor to what aspect of her personality and her story?
I think it was that, like, the just the joy in trying to always, I guess life for me is like learning that it's really not about you. Like, we hear that all the time, but it's true. And I think if you're lucky enough, you get to learn that, and you learn it through helping other people, and you learn it through being helped. And so I really connected with that part of her. And also, you know, she's a person who could have been broken, and she is in some ways, but she just perseveres. Mm. She just never gives up. Yeah. I love that.
Talking with Jen Sheppard here on Downtown. Our friend Julie Lisnette is directing
this
show.
Julie's been wonderful. I just love her. And she has a personal connection with this story, with her mother coming from Germany and having escaped Hitler's Germany. There was a great deep resonance that she brought to the project. And I also, a woman introduced herself to me at a function at the library, who's originally from Germany, lives here now, helped me with my accent. I spoke with Lucas Richmond about Jewish culture and religion, and Rabbi Dara Lerner. Oh. So really trying to, I don't know, stuff as much as I can into my brain.
Well, then there's the other challenge as an actor. It's just you out there on that stage. There's nobody to look at. There's no one to help you out. If you miss something, there's not even a chance to go take a drink of water or stretch your legs. What's the biggest challenge of doing a one-person performance?
I think some of the things you just said. It's lucky I don't feel alone because I have Reed Davis, my stage manager, and the whole team behind me that's helping me out. Ches Cherry built a beautiful a world for her to live in with the assistance of the PTC production crew. And there are some recorded portions. There's actually a portion where I do a little bit of her radio show.
Oh, wow.
So this is good research for me to be here today.
Oh, fantastic.
And then we also planted some glasses of water around the stage. And to tell you the truth, I don't think Dr. Ruth ever really sits down for very long. So I'm always up running around. And you're right, though. That is a challenge. And it's about focus. And I'm also feel lucky I'm an improviser sometimes, Rich, you know?
Yeah, that helps. And of course, and we were talking about this before you came on, the audience plays a role in this to a certain extent as well.
Yeah, it's a conversation. I mean, she really is, it breaks the fourth wall. And so she does speak directly to the audience through most of the show and really shares just the experiences that make her the person she is today. So it's really, you always hear it like, you'll laugh, you'll cry, but it's true.
It's got to feel great though, because again, as you said, you were so close to being ready to do this show, to see it finally come to fruition.
Yeah, it's really, it's been, I'm so grateful that it made it onto this season. And I'm so happy to finally tell this story and really to have the audience, which is the part you wait for, right? That's the last part of the puzzle. And so to get to welcome folks in and share this with them tonight and for the next 3 weeks will be very gratifying.
So you've got previews tonight and tomorrow night, and then the official opening is Saturday?
Correct.
Excellent.
Yeah. And you can, you want to hear how you can get tickets?
Well, let me see if I can do it off the top of my head. 942-3333.
Yes.
PenobscotTheater.org.
Correct.
Or stop in and see Amy at the box office at the Bangor Opera House.
Or Frank. He might be there too.
Could
you never
Frank
know.
As well, right?
Tallest man in Bangor.
I don't know.
Oh,
have you seen Carrie standing
up? I have. And you know what, Carrie? You might have him beat. I'm not sure.
And then what's coming up after Becoming Dr. Ruth?
After Becoming Dr. Ruth, we are going to have our big splashy summer musical, 9 to 5, the musical by Dolly Parton and Patricia Resnick. And it's kind of going to be a return. And we're having a big cast. Ethan Paolini is coming back to direct and choreograph. And Trisha Ahabs designed a beautiful set that I can't wait to see come to fruition. And it's going to be really fun.
And whoever, you know, was it, I assume you were part of this process of putting this on the schedule this year.
Yeah. Oh, you mean Dr. Ruth?
No.
Oh, nine to five. Oh, yeah, I was a part of it. Barry, Trisha, and I designed this last season together. So we're waiting to do this show, too. This was also scheduled in 2020.
Oh, that's right.
So, again.
But, it's the year of Dolly Parton, my word. Just yesterday, she got word that she's going in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Is she going to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And we had on a couple of filmmakers a number of weeks ago now that have created a documentary called, you should watch it, it's great, Still Working 9 to 5, and it's about the cultural impact and legacy of that film 4 decades later.
Yeah, I cannot tell you how many times I watched that film when I was a kid. And I think I was 10 or 11 when it came out. And it had a huge impact on me. I mean, it was kind of like, you know, the huge nod to the working mother and to women in the workforce. It's an incredible, well, and Dolly Parton. I mean.
Yeah. And how great, given where we are in the world these days, to have back-to-back shows that celebrate the women being empowered.
Yes, women, and especially someone like Dr. Ruth, who is such a champion for women's health.
Yeah, in so many ways. That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it. Can't wait to see the show. Do we want to talk about the ASL performance, too, while we
if
have a moment?
If you want to, yeah.
And we'll go into more details as we get closer to
sure.
it.
Sure. So this year, Penobscot Theater Company, we were lucky enough to get funding from the Penobscot Foundation for Developmental Services. We wrote a grant and we got it to have a group of ASL interpreters work with Roxanne Baker, who is a deaf instructor, as well as an actress. And so she was training these interpreters on how to do theatrical interpretation. So they're going to do it for Becoming Dr. Ruth on Saturday, May 21st at 2 p.m. And they're not only going to do on stage, they're also going to be in the box office with the ushers at concession. We're going to try to create a fully accessible for the deaf and hard of hearing community performance.
That's so wonderful.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, look forward to hearing more about that as well. But can't wait to see you on stage you become Dr. Ruth.
Oh, thanks.
Jen Shepherd with us here from Penobscot Theater Company. And again, the show opens officially Saturday night, penobscottheater.org. tickets at the box office at the Bangor Opera House or give them a call at 942-333. You'll be glad you did.